Good evening, friends and family. That's right, we're here. It's Monday Night Live, Monday Night Raw, and we are continuing this week's amazing message on you can't fit in and stand out at the same time. It's been truly a powerful message, and we dug in deep last night on what it is for provision and what it is for promise. And are we walking in our promise, or are we just continuing to wait in the provisions of God? We're fitting into what we have here, or are we looking forward, pressing forward, and doing everything that we have to do to focus on the promise that he has for us? Do we know whom we are and whom we are in him? So excited about what we're talking about tonight, looking forward to the questions, to the testimonies that are shared, and excited to get this call started. So let's do so by inviting in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Tian.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
Doing great, thank you.
Well, good deal. Well, I do welcome everybody on the line, and if you can, go ahead and take a minute to invite someone else. Now, I do know that we do our simulcast, well, we're on Facebook Live as well, okay, and that's that under my personal page, Tellius M. Carr. But if you want to stay on the phone line, please do so, and please don't hesitate if you want to share anything that God has laid upon your heart to share, whether it be a question, whether it may be a testimony, it may be something that we even missed or something that you want to expand upon. Again, just press star 5, all right? So, that being said, Ms. Tian, let's go ahead and open up with prayer.
All right. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this marvelous day. We are truly gracious for all that you continue to provide. So, Heavenly Father, as we go forward on this call, let's do so with open hearts, open minds to receive what you have for us. Heavenly Father, let's not back down on any questions or testimonies that we are here to share, because, Heavenly Father, we don't know what may help one person to another. So we thank you for this opportunity. We praise you. And we say thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. So with that being said, what a wonderful week.
Yes.
And we have been talking about this amazing, amazing topic. Okay. By saying you cannot, you absolutely cannot fit in. And you cannot stand out at the exact same time. It's impossible. Can't straddle the fence. Can't live according to the world standard. Can't live according to your standard and their standard and God's at the same time. It is impossible. Ms. Tian, I'm sorry. What did you take away from this topic?
So this topic, you know, it's just been absolutely, as you said, powerful and just fascinating. What really stuck with me is that the closer you get to your promise, the less provision God provides. And in just looking at the closer we get to that promise, the more challenges are actually going to come our way, right? We talked about even Jesus in the wilderness. When he was right there, those 40 days, right? And we talk about how it took him 40 days, where it took every Israelite 40 years. Right there is when the devil was right there ready to provide those obstacles, those hindrances. But Jesus didn't take it at that, because the word of God was hidden in his heart. And in looking at it and being strong in our faith and standing out, that's where we need to break down any barriers that are right in front of us, because no one can succeed without opposition or facing opposition. And Jesus showed that as that living example. So the better we prepare ourselves, that's that preparation phase that he's during that provision time, right? We will better be able to handle anything and break through anything that is right there in front of us. So I really loved it in those words that the closer we get to that promise, the less provision God provides, because he's already given it to us. Are we using it and using it to stand out in him?
Okay. Well, that's what it is. All right, so is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir.
How are you, Mr. DJ?
I'm all right. Wish I was in Tampa, but I'm good.
Yeah. And boys about to get beat up on tonight?
I don't know.
So what'd you take away from this topic this past week, Mr. DJ? You can't fit in and stand out at the same time. What'd you take away from it?
I look at it as a picture, a ball that has these holes in it. And in order to fit in, we are a cylinder. Imagine us being a cylinder. And that cylinder goes through the hole, and it's supposed to plug up, you know, two of the holes. You put the cylinder in the ball, and it'll close it up. Well, as cylinders, we're not perfect proportion to this world because we're not really of this world.
Right.
We belong to God. And he made us that way on purpose. Now, many of us will try and push that cylinder in, and on the surface that we're looking at, if it's perfect.
Right.
If it's absolutely perfect to us, but it's not right with God. It's too much.
Okay.
Now, if you fix it right with God, then we're looking at the world. The world is looking at us strange, like we're sticking out. So you can't do both at the same time. It's not going to work. No man can serve two masters. You can't keep going and trying to please man and also please God. That's not going to happen at all. You know, some people want to do what's popular but be politically correct according to man. And that's not, you can't, to me, you know, preaching the word, and I'm just using this, I hope I'm not offending anybody, but you can't sit up there and preach the word. I don't care if it's Sunday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and talk about God, and then you're marrying two men or two women, you know, just going by man's law. You know, you can't do that. That's you'll be perfectly in compliance with the law, but according to who? Because it definitely won't be God.
So let us go forward. Now, how y'all doing out there on Facebook Live? I see you. How you doing, Ms. Jones and Ms. April? How are you, Ms. Williams and Katina? How are you, Ms. Sandra, Ms. Kathy, and Ms. Jamise? Ms. Susan, how are y'all doing? Ms. Alfrika, Ms. Brenda, how are you doing this evening, Ms. Brenda? Okay. Ms. Christina, Ms. Teresa, and Ms. Stilette Brown. What's going on, Shane? So here's the thing. We're talking about you can't fit in and stand out at the same time. It's impossible, y'all. This has been a very enormous topic, and it's one that we need to really dive into. How you doing? What's going on, D. Frank? Okay? You can't do it. How you doing, Ms. LaTanya? So, y'all, when we talk about fit men, okay, how you doing, Ms. Ellen?
Mm-hmm.
How? We really want to go there and really get some answers to this. How you doing, Ms. Christina? Ms. Tiana? All right? So we're going to dive right into it. Ms. Tiana, let's go ahead and with the first question, y'all. And y'all pay attention to this Facebook Live because we want y'all to chime in, too. How you doing, Ms. Cynthia? All right, what you got, Ms. Tiana?
So first question we received, Mr. Carr, is, at work, I do everything everyone asks of me at all times, but I'm constantly being turned down for promotion. What do I need to do to do differently to get noticed?
Okay. So how you doing, Ms. Tamara? All right. So you said, can you post a question on a live feed at the same time, please? Okay. So the question was, say that one more time.
Sure. At work.
Got it. Mm-hmm. At work, I do everything everyone asks me to do at all times, but I am constantly being turned down for promotion. What do I need to do differently to get noticed? How you doing, Miss Asia? Okay. So, y'all, what y'all got to say about that on Facebook Live at work? And we're talking about fitting in and standing out. You can't do them both at the same time. So the current question is, at work, I do everything that is asked of me to do at all times, but I'm constantly being turned down for promotion. What do I need to do differently to get noticed? What you got to say about that, Mr. DJ?
Well, actually, I can take that several ways. Are you doing the right thing? Pleasing everybody is not going to get you promoted. And that definitely doesn't make a good leader. You have to be able to deal with conflict and sometimes say no. Excuse me. Sometimes you have to say no. what you need to do is stay in obedience to God and do what God wants you to do in terms of your job. You know, sometimes it might be a moral test, but you can't have a testimony without a test.
Okay. What's going on, Ms. Jamise? There is a call-in number. It's right there. It's 225-364-0211. Again, that's 225-364-0211. You don't need a passcode. What's going on, Jerry Godfrey? That's my boy there, my brother from another mother, college roommates. How you doing, Ms. Joyce and Ms. Shiren and Ms. Sherilyn? So, the question, what's going on, Mo? Okay. The question is, at work, I'm doing everything that is asked of me at all times, but I'm constantly being turned down for promotion. What do I need to do differently just to get noticed? I appreciate what you said, Mr. DJ. Okay. I appreciate that. How you doing, Rock and Red? Okay. It's really good, okay? Man, look, you know I'm excited for you too, Jared, man. Jared, that's my brother, y'all. Yeah, I'm happy for you, what you're doing over there, man. So, Ms. Tiana, what you say? If pleasing everybody, are you getting what you need to do? If you're pleasing, okay, are you getting what you need to get done? That's a good question. How you doing, Ms. Mary? Okay. So, if you're doing everything that's asked of you at work, and yet you're still not getting promotion, here's the thing. Let me ask the first question. This will be my first question. Did you realize that promotion comes from God and God only?
Amen. All right.
Establish what is first promotion. How you doing, Ms. Tillman? So, people who fit in, they always want approval by man, yet we'll say God is my head. Y'all know this. This is true now.
It is.
Quote it. So you're doing everything that you have to do at work, and you're saying why you're not being promoted. And here's the thing, what God will reveal. He will reveal the true nature of your heart. Do you want promotion from man, or do you want promotion from God? See, we want, typically, a lot of times, people want promotion from God only on Saturday and Sunday, primarily on Sunday, okay? But then we want promotion from man on Monday through Saturday.
Right.
Okay? So my question to this individual would be, who is it that promotes you? Because if you're saying you're not being noticed, are you not being noticed by God?
All right.
Ms. LaTanya said, don't change who you are. Continue to do what is right. The promotion will come in God's timing. Okay? Now, here's the second part of that answer I want to give. How you doing, Ms. Jessica? Okay? If you're not being noticed at work, yet you're doing everything they say do, my second part of that would be this. Whose report will you believe? Because if you fit in, you're waiting on man to give you approval. And what will happen is you'll start doing it man's way and not God's way. So you'll do whatever it takes to get you promoted by a boss. Now, you know you can get promoted by a boss by fitting in, by lying, by cheating, by deceiving. Your boss can promote you. Yet, if you're going about it that way, how then are you getting promoted by God? So again, whose report will you believe? When you say you're not being promoted, I challenge that. Because I want to challenge, who do you think you're getting your promotion from? Because God can promote you, and you keep the same old position, same old title, and same old pay.
True.
What's going on, Ms. Sandra? I haven't seen Ms. Sandra in a long time. Y'all with me so far?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So you got to keep that in mind when we talk about fitting in versus standing out. People who typically fit in, they do what others say do to get approval. Don't you know people will sell their soul?
They will.
So let me give y'all an example. How many people, and this is no knock on nobody, so please don't beat me up now. But how many people do you know, instead of doing it God's way, they do it the world's way just to get world approval? Did y'all know the song, that love song, what's the name of it? Music Soul Child Love? Y'all do know, go back and listen to that song, Love. That song, whatever love is, put God in it. But because it would not meet industry standards, meaning the world would reject it, guess what Music Soul Child decided to call that song? He called it love instead of calling it God. Can somebody pull that song up? Y'all want me to pull it up right quick? I need everybody to hear this now. Watch what I'm talking about fitting in. Now, a lot of people may get mad at me, but I got to tell the truth here. Okay? Music Soul Child Love. Okay. Y'all listen to this song and listen to the lyrics very well, okay? Listen to this. Now, wherever you say love,
Just imagine, just listen to it.
Even in a galaxy far, far away, having the best network.
Now, they had to put a video, an ad up here when I wanted to get this message across, but we got like 15 more seconds of this ad. I really want y'all to hear this song, though, seriously, so y'all can really see what I'm talking about with this, the love song, okay? How you doing, Miss Kimberly and Miss Jennifer? Y'all listen to the song, okay?
Star Wars, The Last Jedi, now playing.
There we go. Listen. Now, there's so many things you want to tell love, but there's a possibility that you would look at me differently. How you doing, Miss Faith? Now, he's saying, God, there's so many things I want to tell you, but it's a possibility that you would look at me differently. Let me continue on.
Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. Cause love, so many people use your name in vain.
So many people use your name in vain, love. He's talking about God. It would not fail had he said God.
Come on.
Boom. Y'all, it gets tricky now. The uncompromising word of God. Let me show you what I mean by fitting in versus standing out. Mr. DJ, can you attest to this? What if you was in a serious relationship, Mr. DJ, and the person, listen to me now, and they never acknowledge you? They never acknowledge you. They say that they are single because they're embarrassed of the relationship.
No,
so what they do is they skate by just to fit in. Hence, the song says love instead of God. It would not have soul had it said God. But before we talk about music soul child fitting in, what about us fitting in? Because we always say, when in Rome, do what the Romans do. Watch this. So if we really believe in when in Rome, do what the Romans do, we fitting in too, because the Bible says to be in the world but not of the world. In other words, he say be in Rome, but don't you be Roman.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
In other words, God is saying be in the world but not of the world. He say when in Rome, do what Christ they do, not what the Romans they do. Miss Sharon, you say you always say, Lord, that's sub love for, and that's right. And you're absolutely right. So, you see what he did? He did that to sell records. How you doing, Miss Kristen? He did that to sell records. What do we do to fit in just to obtain relationships, friendships? You know, sometimes we socially drink just to fit in. And we know that God is not pleased with that. But watch this now. We actually, subsequently, we start to accept it simply because we've done it so long it has become routine. So now we will argue with the best of the best of them and say, ain't nothing wrong with socially drinking. As if God is pleased with that. Then we use the only scripture that we know by saying, well, didn't he turn water into wine? But the wine that he turned back in today is more like Kool-Aid. It ain't the stuff that you drink today now.
All right.
Arlene, Miss Jennifer, you see? So fitting in and standing out is very, very diverse. Okay? What is it that we did to get ahead when God said no? You know, when we cheated on our taxes, y'all know that's fitting in with the world standard, right? As a matter of fact, we fit in so good, we know who to go get to do our taxes. We start claiming other people's kids. Talking about, I let you claim, you remember that. Now, you claim that Johnny, don't you? Don't trip. We fit in, huh?
That's right.
Gossip. Yes, indeed.
Y'all? Yeah. All right. So let's get to the next email question. Y'all with me? Okay, don't go nowhere just yet. I'm going nowhere just yet. I got a question, okay? Here's a question that I received earlier today. The question is, what is your definition of standing out? Y'all, we're talking about fitting in. You can't fit in and stand out at the same time. So I want everybody on Facebook Live and everybody on the line, y'all get active too now. Star 5 on the line, Facebook Live, come on, chime in. What is your definition of standing out? Mr. DJ, what you got?
Standing out could be good or bad. So my definition would be ordinary. You can be under par or above par, but you definitely ain't par.
So. DJ, standing out goes both ways. It swings both sides of the pendulum. You can stand out and you can be excellent, or you can stand out and be below the norm and be horrible.
Yep.
They're standing out, all right.
Yes.
What is your
definition? We have one caller, Mr. Carr.
Huh?
We have a caller.
Okay, what does our caller say?
Good evening, caller. Good evening, caller. What is your definition of standing out? All right. Well,
all right,
my definition,
mean,
Mr. Carr.
What does that mean? You're saying being your best you. All right. Ms. Arlene said the definition, her definition of standing out is being your best you. All right, I agree with that, Ms. Arlene. Ms. Jennifer, what you say? Wanting to be seen. All right. Wanting to be seen is the definition of standing out, and it goes both sides. Okay? What do you have, Ms. Tiana? What would be your definition of standing out?
I would say center of attention.
Being the center of attention?
Whether you want to or not, right? But being center of attention.
Okay. Ms. LaTonya say her definition of standing out is not doing what everyone else is doing. All right. So my definition of standing out would be being peculiar. Okay. What's going on, Tori? Ms. Joyce said being yourself. My definition of standing out would be being peculiar. How you doing, Ms. Crystal? When you're peculiar, you automatically stand out. Peculiar says that I don't have to try and do it. See, when you start doing it God's way, y'all know the Bible says the road to heaven is narrow. Narrow. The road to hell is broad. Many will travel it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Michelle said, going against the tide. That's her definition of standing out, going against the tide. How you doing, Ms. Monique? Okay? So narrow versus broad. Okay? Being peculiar. That's very important that we understand this. And all y'all definitions are very accurate, okay, of standing out. So when we stand out, being peculiar says when I do it God's way, you know that you're already going to be in the minority. You know that?
Yes.
That's right.
If you know about anything in life, you know that when you're in the minority, people always pick on those who are in the minority because you don't fit the mold.
Yes. Yes.
It's easy to sin. It's hard to live for God. So being peculiar sets you in the minority. We already know what heaven and hell is going to be like because God clearly said it. Y'all know that? He said, heaven is narrow. Few will find it, but the road to hell is broad. Many will travel it. So he's given us a description that there will be many that go to hell versus the few that go to heaven. Y'all know that? So in order to stand out, must God notice us or should man notice us? So when God notices, what happens is this. We start to live a different type of lifestyle. And we start to be in, this is why the Bible said, blessed are those who are persecuted for my name's sake. When you are in the minority, your lifestyle suggests that people will start to pick on you because who you represent. You're not in their norm. So now you're standing out as walking unto God. But hold on. Mr. DJ said something important. Standing out could be a great thing, but standing also, it can be where you're above the normal line or you're below it. See, sometimes you also can stand out, and the Bible, remember the Bible says that Satan walks to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. How you doing, Ms. Latricia? Okay, so a lion walks to and fro. You know what lions do? They just sit and wait, and they lurk.
Yep.
Lions wait. Oh, hold on, watch this. They literally prey on babies, the weak, the elderly, and the sick. That's what lions do. So in other words, to stand out meaning you're superior, doing great. But also you can stand out to the devil by being the weakling, and he will try and pounce on you, seeking whom he may devour.
Right.
Yep.
Y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. How you doing, Miss Sonya? All right. So let's get to it. The next question that we got, okay? And I want Facebook Live, y'all, to start getting involved, okay? Ms. Jennifer, I know you there, Ms. Arlene. All right, I see you. Here's the next question. Okay, the next question says, Does critique improve your ability to stand out? Does critique, what's going on, B? Does critique improve your ability to stand out? If so, then why do so many people reject critique? All right, let me pose this question again. Does being criticized, does critique improve your ability to stand out? If so, why then do so many people reject critique? Mr. DJ, what you got real quickly? What you got to say about that one?
It can improve your ability to stand out, but it also can get you right so that you can fit in. It could tell you you're doing too much or you're going a negative way. So critique is, it's like a penicillin, you know. It could go either way. It'll help you. It depends on how you receive it.
Okay. All right. Ms. LaTonya say yes, it can, because so many view it as something negative. Okay, so y'all got the question? Does critique improve your ability to stand out, point blank? Does critique improve your ability to stand out? If it does improve your ability to stand out, why then do so many people reject critique?
Mr. Carr, it absolutely improves it. And here's why. So if we go to 2 Timothy, I think it's 3:16-17, it tells us that God's word is used for teaching, correction, rebuke. And the reason that so people reject it is because they're rejecting the truth that God has for them. Truth hurts, right? So that is why that rejection comes. But it
is absolutely how you doing, Ms. Deborah? Ms. Arlene said they are foolish. A wise man will always seek growth. Nothing stays the same. Ms. Arlene, that's some good words you just said. Nothing stays the same. Nothing's either you get better or you get worse. But nothing stays the same. Critique is important. It is important as our growth. It's a growth mechanism. Critique is. Here's the thing. How you doing, Ms. Chastity and Ms. Deborah? Here's the thing. When you're observing critique or when you're receiving critique, you've got to make sure that you're receiving it from the right people. Now, more importantly, that they be the right person, people, is that we be the right people. Because don't you know that you can take critique from God and miss it? Now, y'all, let's be honest, right? You can't fit in and stand out at the same time. Let's be real honest. Y'all want to be honest for a second? How many of us, if we was Peter, you know, when Jesus looked directly at Peter, let's be real now, be real, okay, and be honest. Had Jesus, now, if you didn't know that was Jesus, and let's just say it was flesh, but God was using the person who told you this, somebody looked you directly in your eyes and say, Satan, get behind me. Now, that's critique. Would you have gotten mad and read Jesus his rights? Not knowing that was Jesus? Let me listen to this one.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, nobody don't want to talk to him. Let me listen to this.
Okay. I'm with you, Mr. Tom. I'm with you.
What you got, Mr. DJ?
I'm listening at you, but it makes me pose a question. Which one do we want to do? Do we want to stand in, since you can't do them both at the same time? Or do we want to fit in, or do we want to stand out? Because most of the time we're taught to stand out. You go to school, you can't be a C student. Who wants their child to just fit in and be an average student? We program them to stand out. So it's from day one. You know, you got to get all A's. You got to be the best. You know, you got to stand out. So we have that mentality, but what should we be doing?
Right. How you doing, Ms. Tamika? So here's the thing. So I'm asking this question because I want to get some feedback. Here's the important thing about it. When we observe critique, because the question says, does critique improve your ability to stand out? What kind of critique are you receiving? In other words, see, you got to know what to reject and what to accept. The thing is, a lot of times we reject what God says simply because we don't have a relationship with God like we say we have. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
A lot of times we start to reject the things of God because we really don't know God. We hear preaching and we hear teaching. But if we really had a real relationship, Lord have mercy, if we really had a real relationship with God, why then do we reject, you know, our spiritual correction or critique? A lot of times people say it's not what you say, it's how you say it. I got a question for that. Fitting in and send it out. Well, tell me, how did God tell people in New Orleans to get the ATWL out? He do that nicely or did he do that with some water? You tell me. let me make my for this now. You can't fit in and stand out at the same time. Let me make myself very clear. Satan don't have the power to do nothing that God don't allow him. In other words, anything that happens, either God allowed it or he ordered it. So was he nice when he said get out of New Orleans?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to wait on this now.
Not as nice as when he sent the water to true Noah. Right.
You doing, Miss Teresa? Hold on, let me see what Michelle was saying. Why do you have to wait for someone to critique you to stand out? Getting critique from the wrong person could have you going to jail. I like standing out in a positive way for others. All right, Miss Jennifer. And you're right about that, too. So that's why you got to know who you get. That's why the Bible says, whose report shall you believe? You're absolutely right, Miss Jennifer. Because getting critique from the wrong person, and if you allow that person to be over you, a mentor over you, and you're getting their type of critique, you know, when someone tells you, girl, use what you got to get what you... See, now what you're doing is you're using somebody else's critique that's not of God. And now you'll start to use what you got to get what you want for real. So now you start fitting into their mold. And when you fit, the more you fit into the world standard, the less you start to stand out in God's standard.
Yep.
Okay. What's going on, Donna Ray? All right. So let's get to the next. How you doing, Miss Anitra? Let's get to the next one. What Miss Latricia said, she said, he will remove the bush so Satan can touch. Okay. So Satan can touch to check your faith. Okay. How you doing, Ms. Andrika? All right, what we got? Ms. LaTanya had a question. She said, I adopted my 15-year-old grandson after his father passed away. For most of his life, he has been exposed to violence and drugs. How do I help him stop following his peers and getting into trouble? So he's trying to fit in.
Mm.
So y'all, anybody out there want to help?
Take them away from that environment. That's where you start.
Did they say away from the environment?
Yeah, you have to start with surrounding him with love and a positive environment. If he's doing that and you take him out of that element, he don't have any contacts, you know, you got to reform him. Only through prayer, God, and love. You got to figure out that environment.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fit in and stand out at the time. How you doing, Ms. Crystal? Here's the thing. She said she adopted 15-year-old grandson. Well, I adopted a 15-year-old grandson, okay? For most of his life, he has been exposed to violence and drugs. How would you help someone to stop following their peers and getting in trouble? Ain't that something? Y'all, this is important. Hear me good. You can't sit in and stand out at the same time. You know how many young kids, okay? Ms. Jennifer said he needs a good male mentor. You know, that's right. You know how many young kids literally fall into this category of peer pressure? And they just walk right into life and the streets become their daddy?
Yes.
The drug dealer becomes the person they look up to? The crooked politician becomes the uncle? Ain't that something? Y'all, we can't fit in and stand out as... God allows stuff to happen and come your way, that means you have answers. God would not allow you to cross something that he hasn't already given in you. In other words, the Bible says when you see error, you go to it in love. When you see someone in error, go to them in love and restore them. Go to them in God and restore them. See, people that fit in, they look for outside help. But if God sent it along your path, don't you know he put something in you that you have yet to use? In other words, if you want to keep the child from being exposed to that, now that can't happen because you cannot house somebody, shackle them down. It's not the exposure of the world. What you need to expose them to is the God. In other words, which spirit is going to be more dominant, the spirit in you or the spirit in the world?
Hmm. All right.
Because, see, young kids that fall to peer pressure become old adults that still fall to peer pressure. People just fit in. They fit into the worldly standards. Ms. Anitra said, lead him in the right direction. That is exactly right. You got to see, the Bible says that God will meet us where we are. If God is to meet that young kid where he is, that means he's using you. In other words, hear God, but he does see the person who adopted them. So you got to be the light of this world and the salt of this earth. In other words, you got to do thus says the Lord. in a way to where now that child is being exposed to God. And that child has to make a decision, because you have to proclaim there would not be foolishness in my house. Because as far as me in my house, we're going to serve who? Let me ask that question again. People who fit in might not understand this, but the people who stand out understand this. As far as me and my house, we serve who? See, when we say we're going to serve the Lord, that means I don't care about that foolishness. I bet you it better not dot my door. See, that's a down south twain. If they dot the door, that means it better not come in my house. Y'all with me so far?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Miss Arlene, what'd you say? Show them their worth. Let him know that he can be a leader. Embrace his true potential and what qualities he possesses. First, show him your God. Absolutely right, Miss Arlene. Miss Jennifer, what'd you say? My nephews, plural, okay, were the same way, getting into trouble quite frequently. I found other relatives on their dad's side and sent them to the country, and they are doing 200% better. All right. Do what you got to do. Miss Crystal, what you say? Miss Crystal said, it's hard these days, but it can be done. Try to teach him on his level and place God in every situation. There you go. Miss Crystal, you own it now. And place God in every situation. You have to, if you want that child to stand out and not fit in, every situation you have to place God in it. All right? How you doing, Miss Tangie? Okay. What we got? Miss Jennifer say the Lord. Miss Tamika say the Lord. Miss Tracy say the Lord. Yeah. Miss Chastity, what you said? Yes, I am dealing with he is the same age. Remember, it takes a village to raise a child. I have a strong support group, and keep God first and pray every day over his life. And pray every day over his life. You will see a turnaround. That is right, Miss Chastity. And we're going to pray with you, and that's important. Y'all, listen to me on Facebook Live. Y'all, this is not a game. This is real life stuff that's going on. Miss Chastity says she's dealing with that right now, even with her son. The beautiful thing about that, Miss Chastity, here's the beautiful thing about it. God reveals things to heal things. Y'all can write it down if you need to. God reveals things to heal things, simply put. So now that it's being revealed, God wants to do some healing. But before God heals the child, God got to heal the parent. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Ooh, that's strong, y'all. Before God can get to the child, God got to get to the one who's over the child. Hello?
Amen.
Before God could heal the land, you can't fit in and stand out at the same time. He had to send one who would stand out and not fit in. God had to send Jesus before he can heal this land. Did y'all know that?
Yes.
Ain't that something, huh? So, Miss Chastity.
Indeed.
You keep on doing. That's excellent, okay? Good deal. How you doing, Miss Montoya? That's my girl. What's going on, Kev? What's going on? Hey, if y'all looking for a barber, he's excellent. I'm serious. He's excellent. All right? All right. Touch and agree. We do touch and agree for Miss Chastity. All right? So let's get to the next email question. Okay. What is the question, Miss Tiana?
My friend just received notice that her cancer has relapsed. This is her second case of breast cancer. She is worried, and it's now starting to worry me. I know that I'm to trust in God in these matters, but why am I letting her emotions rub off on me?
Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you.
Can you repeat that just to make sure I heard you correct?
Sure. My friend just received notice that her cancer has relapsed. So this is her second bout of breast cancer. She is so worried, and it's starting to worry me. I know to trust in God in these matters, but why am I letting her emotions rub off on me?
Well, you're letting the emotions rub off on you because you're human. But if you know God and you're a Christian woman and you believe in the power of God and prayer, you should be encouraging. Don't let it come from the other direction and pull you to negativity. You need to pray your strength and your friend's strength and encourage her that if he brought you through one, he'll bring you through another.
Amen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So repeat that question, Miss Tiana, so everybody can hear. Y'all listen to the question.
My friend just received notice that the cancer has relapsed. This is her second case of breast cancer. She is so worried and it's starting to worry me. I know to trust in God in these matters, so why am I letting her emotions rub off on me?
All right, y'all heard that? How you doing, Ms. Gina and Ms. Green? Okay. So this is real, y'all. Second case of breast cancer, and it has relapsed. The friend is worried, and now this individual is worried. Ms. Mm-hmm. Latonya says, because you're focusing more on the circumstance rather than the one who is in control of the circumstance. How you doing, Ms. Terry? Y'all with me so far?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's look at something right quick. When we worry, we tend to focus on what possibly could go wrong versus hope, which is focusing on what is standing to go right. People that fit in let the world outside circumstance dictate to them. But people that stand out, the promises of God, and they focus on it. Here's the thing. Okay. All right, I'm glad you called. You chimed in, Miss Sherilyn. Thank you. Okay. So here's the thing, y'all. Here's the thing. This is situations where it's real. You know, a lot of people say, well, took this one out in cancer. Cancer didn't do that. God has the final say-so.
Amen.
Now, somebody might say, Mr. Carr, you stand there because you're outside and looking in. Here's the thing. Don't let worry overtake you.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible tells us to not worry. He said, worrying does not add one day to your life.
Amen.
You know what God is saying? He's saying, don't fit in with the norm. So you'll hear a lot of people say, but you're human. Yeah, but you're human, but he called you to be different. Many are called, but few are chosen. See, what happens is we start, how you doing, Miss Shannon? We start to fit in with what the norm says. So that's my auntie, my mother, then my father, my brother, my sister, my uncle, my, you know, we start to worry like the world would worry, but who's going to be the strong person and stand up and stand out like God says to do?
Right.
See, when you stand out, what happens is, because I know the promises, Lord have mercy. Can I tell y'all something? Watch this. Come on, Miss Shannon, can you be honest with me for a second, Miss Shannon? Because I know you're on, Miss Terry. Miss Arlene, you listen. Anybody just want to be honest. If you have a great job, and I'm talking about you making NBA, NFL type money, right? How you doing, Miss Shannon? Talk to me for a second. You making all this money, and your mama is worried, your auntie worried. Y'all have a family history, a generational curse of being broke. I'm showing y'all the difference between fitting in and out. A generational curse, a history of being broke. What's going on, Pat? Of being broke, right? Here's the thing. You got all this money. Your money is your security that says, oh, you good, Mom. Why you worried? I got you covered. Mama don't see the money just yet. She's fitting in with status quo that says, I'm worried. I don't know how my bills going to get paid. My car is about to be repoed. But you know you got money. And you saying, Mama, do you not know what I do? I own law firms. Mama, I'm a general contractor. I got stuff here in Texas and Atlanta. I got it all over. Take over $2 million a year. You telling your mama, don't worry because of what? You know you have money, finance. Watch this. People that fit in obviously don't know the God they serve because what's more important than money? So I know that cancer relapsed, but watch this. Question would become this. Why does it take people out? It don't take people out. God has the final say so. As a matter of fact, what took Lazarus out and who woke him up? God said he was asleep.
Yes.
That's right.
Y'all follow me? You have to be, let's be real. Let's be real, real, okay? This is the God's honest truth. The Bible said, watch this, fitting in, people that fit in say, ooh, they killed God. But people that stand out say they did not kill God. He laid his own life down. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
All right.
Hear what I'm saying now. If you can be secure and tell mommy and daddy, don't worry when you got money, what about when you got God? Hello. I don't think y'all hear me. I don't think you hear me now. You can't fit in and stand out at the same time. Listen to me. Okay? It don't mean that the outcome is going to be like you desire. Remember, God laughs at our plans. People who try to fit in, they want things to go their way. But remember, Jesus never fit in with the world, and he was about to, because he said, God, will you pass this bitter cup from me? He almost started fitting in, but what happened is his ability to stand out outweighed his ability to fit in with the world. So he said, Father, let thy will be done. Although people would say, man, they took Jesus out, it don't matter what they say and what they think. God said, let thy will be done. In other words, it's not the cancer. If God say go, it's go. But don't say cancer took somebody out, because it never. Cancer, y'all listen to me, and you can call me crazy. Cancer never took one person out that God didn't say it was their time. Tell me.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. How you doing, Ms. Andrea? Y'all, this is true. Y'all follow me? So we give cancer too much power because we fit into school and what the world's saying. But when you stand out, that don't mean, Lord have mercy. Come on.
Yes.
Come on, you hear this now. Just because somebody lost a game don't mean that they done lost the war. Come on. Just because you took an L last year don't mean that you're going. Just because God called them and he used counsel to call them, you're going to give counsel to. Lord have mercy. Counsel don't have that type. Y'all know that? Huh? Why do we praise God? Come on, y'all. Why do we praise God when people are cured from it? Yet we don't praise God. The Bible says when he takes them, that's when we should be happy. God didn't say how they was going to go. He just said they had to go.
Yes.
Ain't that something, y'all? But what happens is we start to live by peer pressure. The world starts to put us in a box, and we start to fit into that box. And the box says, I'm human. I should worry when she worried. No. God allowed word to come to your doorstep. As a matter of fact, guess who also could have worried? It's a man named J-O-B, not Job, but Job. Job could have worried when all that happened. He was plagued with a disease. His wife said, curse God and die. Job said, shh, you crazy. Job said, I wasn't sent here to fit in. I was sent here to stand out. So even though it may look bad, and even though God may call me, I'm still going to praise God every day of my life.
That's right.
Y'all with me so far? Okay. Jennifer, what you said? Ms. Jennifer said, I had a needle, a biopsy done on my thyroid, and it came back cancerous. I had a total That's medical term. Boy, she saw me out. But the try word, thyroid, removed in August of this year. And it was sent to test for cancer, and it is benign. Okay. All right. Well, where? My doctor said this couldn't be so. The doctor said it couldn't be. I told her God has the final say on their pathology report. My God, ain't that right? Ain't that something, Ms. Jennifer? Y'all see it? Come on, Ms. Chastity, what you said? Yes, we done. Mm-hmm. Only God has the final. That's right. Ms. Jennifer says she can relate to the breast cancer victim. It is very scary getting that diagnosis. God has more for me to do in life. God is awesome. That's right. How you doing, Ms. Thomas and Ms. Cassie? What's going on, Thomas G. Cook? Ms. Chloe, how you doing? What's going on, Kev? So y'all got it? So the thing is, you know, God is good either way it goes. See, when we fit in, we say God is good. You know, people say, won't God do it after they done got something tangible? See, that's what people that fit in say. But watch this. Kevin, you a father. You got two awesome boys, right? Watch this. Kevin, what if you didn't get both of your boys what they wanted? One of them understands because he's responsible. What if the one who's always far said, Daddy ain't good when Daddy don't get me, but all of a sudden when Daddy give me everything I want, that's when Daddy's good. Y'all, that's how we are with God, but that's what people who fit in do. They only love God, and they only say God is good when they get things their way. They say, won't God do it when God do things their way? But remember, God laughs at our way, at our plans. When we stand out, regardless of whether we get what we want or don't get what we want, if we didn't get it, that means we didn't need it because God didn't see fit for us to have it. But therefore, God is good regardless of the outcome.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Y'all hear me?
Yes. Yes,
how
sir.
How you doing, Ms. Antoinette? Huh? Ms. Karen? God is good regardless of the outcome. people that fit into the worldly system, they may say God is good regardless of the outcome, but if you put it to the test, let things happen in their life, and let's see how much God is good when things not going their way.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says count all joy. Count it all joy. Only people who stand out can count it all joy. That means I already know the ending from the beginning. God never said that it would be easy, but I know he's in control, and as long as he's driving, I'm secure. I don't have to worry about an accident. Even if an accident happens, I'm not going to be harmed because I know who the driver is.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So somebody sent me a... okay, what you got, Miss Tiana? Another question, y'all. Listen to this. Can our resistance to change cause God to change his purpose and plans for our lives? Whoa. Thank y'all for being late, Miss Kimberly. You here. The question is, can our resistance to change cause God to change his purpose and for our lives? Remember, the topic tonight is we're talking about you can't fit in and stand out at the same time. Mr. DJ, can our resistance cause God to change his purpose and plans for our lives?
I'm going to say no, because we can't control God like that. God is God all by himself. And if he has a calling or blessing for you, then it's for you.
That's right.
Now, you have free will to do what you want. You can mess it up, but no, you can't control God.
Okay. Can't put a mandate on God. How you doing, Miss Tamara? Miss Tara, how are you? Okay. Ms. LaTanya said, Proverbs 4:20-21, my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life. Hold on. For they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. All right. Y'all got it?
That's right.
Can our resistance to change cause God to change his purpose and plans for our lives?
Nope.
How you doing, Miss Anitra? Miss Erica, how are you doing? Miss Jennifer said no. Miss Jennifer said God has plans for us while in our mother's womb. What God has for you is for you. All right. Miss Kimberly said it may be delayed, but not changed. Boy, y'all on it tonight. That's good.
And Mr. Carr, that's delayed because of us.
Right.
Y'all the choices that we made.
Our resistance can cause a delay. Y'all, check this out. Can our resistance to change cause God to change his purpose and plans for our life? Not even a little bit. God, when he said his purpose and plans in place, it wasn't a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Uh-oh, y'all want to hear it? You can't fit in and stand out at the same time. People who fit in don't understand that, but people who stand out know exactly what I'm talking about. When you miss your first exit, what does that GPS do? Reroute you.
Yes.
It may take, y'all didn't hear me. Because the Israelites, they resisted change. Who wanted another leader? I thought Moses was supposed to lead me, not Joshua got to lead me. Uh-oh. We just read the Bible study, but watch this. We just read the Bible, but we don't know the whole story. Watch this. If you have a church and you love your pastor, and all of a sudden your pastor got booted out of the church, would you stay? Uh-oh. They had no choice.
Come on.
Look at that change that happened in their life. Right?
Yes.
All right. Ms. Kimberly said maybe delayed, but not redirect. Okay. But not changed. So here's the thing. The delay, like the Israelites, 40 years, it wasn't because of God. It was because of them. The Bible says before he gives us much, he sees how we appreciate little. In other words, Lord, have mercy. How do you live life with the little bit that God has already given you? Do you live life to fit in to get ahead, or do you live life to stand out and be rejected by the world, but you're getting ahead in God?
All right.
Y'all know that? Miss Katina said, what God has for you is for you. The good and the bad. Ooh-wee. That's right. The good and bad. All right. Ms. Kimberly said Moses was unsure of himself, just like we can be at times. That is right. Y'all got it? Okay. So here's my question. I got a question. Okay. Y'all ready for my question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Watch this question. Okay. So we're talking about fitting in and standing out. You can't fit in and stand out at the same time. Since God wanted us to stand out, why did he give us natural flesh to make us fit in? Uh-oh. Oh, my. How you doing, Ms. Collins? Can't fit in at the same time. The question is, I'm going to start with you first, Mr. DJ. Since God wanted us to stand out, why then did he give us flesh that makes us fit in? What's going on, Demond? So since God wanted us to stand out, why did he give us flesh to make us fit in? Well, we quiet. Since God wanted us to stand out, why then did he give us natural flesh that we fit in?
Okay.
Uh-oh. What you got, Mr. DJ?
Okay, well, I'm not so sure that God wanted us to stand out. He came here in the lowest form that you can possibly be and showing that it can be done. He basically wanted us to worship him. He didn't want us to stand out. He wanted us to be soldiers for him. Now, if that's standing out, then of course. But when God came here, he didn't stand out. He didn't come here and was born in the finest hospital and all of that good stuff. He didn't drive around Cadillacs. He stayed at the lowest point possible. And I think that was done to show that any man or woman can worship. You don't have to be rich or any of that. So I don't necessarily call that standing out. He wanted something in for him. But now it is standing out to so many that don't do right and go stand out the other way.
Okay. So here's where we're going with this one, Mr. DJ. Let me see some of these responses. What we got? Ms. Arlene, what'd you say? Ms. Kimberly said faith. Ms. Arlene said each of us are unique. The flesh can be a covering. All right. Can just be a covering. Okay. Ms. Latricia said to see how we would conduct ourselves. Boy, Ms. Latricia, I'm going to stay right there with you. Ms. Latricia, you just said something strong, too. See how we would conduct ourselves. I applaud you. I'm about to go there. You right on it. Ms. Kimberly said we have to rely on God and not the flesh. I believe it's a way to remind us of who we are and who God is. Faith. Ooh, that's strong, Ms. Kimberly. That's strong. Ms. Tiana said, choose Jesus Day. Okay, same reason that he gave us free will. He loved us first, and we are to choose him in and through everything. He is not forcing himself on us. That's the gentleman he is. Okay. What'd you say, Pat? Pat said, salt preserves, light shines. There you go. Simple, straight to the point. Ms. Jennifer said, because the flesh is weak, it is a test from God. Boy, y'all. If I had diplomas to give, I'd be giving y'all some places because y'all honest enough. Okay. Let me get back to Ms. Latricia. She said to see how we would conduct ourselves. If God wanted us to stand out, why then did he give us flesh? The same reason he gave Jesus Christ flesh. Here's the thing. You have choices in life. Ms. Tiana said it. We have free will. You have the free will to stand out or to fit in. Mr. DJ says that standing out, well, we're going from another angle. Because, see, standing out is when you literally go against the grain of what the world does.
Yep.
And do it God's way. God gave us flesh. Can I help somebody? Watch this. God gave us flesh to actually help us to establish who's greater, he or us. Because if we didn't have flesh, we would think ourselves to be God.
Come on.
If we didn't have flesh, we would think ourselves to be. Hence the Bible says no man. He said every man falls short of the glory of God. In other words, we need the Redeemer. In other words, you still got to go back to him. People who stand out, listen to me and listen to me good. Understand. Y'all follow me? Ms.
Yeah.
Says, that's right. People who stand out understand that the flesh is only temporal anyway. Jesus had the same temptations. But women, let me help you out. Men, let me help you out. Stop telling your woman she can't go nowhere. Stop telling your man he can't go nowhere. You don't know that your child is mature until your child faces adversity. You don't know that that man is faithful until he faces somebody with better curves than you. You don't know that that woman is faithful until she faces somebody who got deeper pockets than you. Stop trying to get them out of harm's way and put them right in harm's way. You don't have to put it to them in harm's way. You don't have to find the devil. He's going to find you. God gave us the flesh so we can make an option. Are you going to be faithful or not?
All right.
Hello, somebody. It's your choice. Are you going to be faithful or not? Why would you say, I got a faithful man, and all you do is blow his phone up all day, and you know he only works with him, and he don't work with nobody else? You know, why would you say you got a faithful woman, and she never go nowhere? You don't know what faithful is until faith has been tested.
Yes.
Hello, somebody. So the Bible says, he tells us to test every spirit next to the spirit of God, right? How you doing, Ms. Renita?
Right.
Y'all with me? Watch this.
Yep.
If he tells us to do it, you don't think that the God we serve is so sovereign that he's already done it? How does he do it? He gave us something called flesh. The Bible says, who said it, Ms. Kimberly? The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Now God is going to show you whether you operate in the flesh to fit in or whether you operate in the spirit to stand out. See, depending on how we approach life and answer life's questions, now God can see who his bride really is. Hello.
All right.
How you doing, Ms. Daphne? Ms. Jennifer said we were created in God's image. There is no such thing as better curves. God gave us these curves. Better curves is subjective. You are exactly right, Ms. Jennifer. Okay, it's subjective. All right? Y'all with me, though, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So this is the reality. Ms. Kimberly said Lucifer, the number one angel, thought he was God. That is absolutely right. Ms. LaTanya said he has also given us free will. One of the purposes of our natural flesh is to actually turn us back to God. He commands us to crucify on a daily basis. There you go. There you go. Ms. Sharon said he wants us to grow into who he has called us to be. Our flesh is our testing ground. All right, now. Okay, y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So he gives us the flesh, but the flesh is for our benefit, because if nobody sinned, Mr. DJ will be a god, Miss Jennifer will be a god, Miss Katina, you will be a god, Miss Collins, you, Miss Chastity, Miss Latricia will be a god, you know, Miss Shannon, you will be a god, Mr. Carr will be a god, Miss Arlene, we'll be our own god. So God says a righteous man will fall several times but get up. The only way we can get up is that God lifts us. In other words, people that fit in fall and keep falling. Although they look and think they're progressing in God's eyesight, that's why he said, they praise me with their mouths, but their hearts are far from me. How can you be standing out and you far away from God? their mouths, but they are far from me. That's not standing out. Standing out, the closer you are to God, the more you look and think and act like God, now you start to stand out. Because he tells us to be imitators of him. So when you stand out, you start to imitate Christ.
That's right.
Okay? You don't imitate God in thinking you're God. You imitate the lifestyle. If I can shoot my ball basketball and have my tongue out, why can't I pray like God? So I would get criticized for praying like God, but you applaud me for sticking my tongue out like Mike? Man, I'm not trying to fit in. And don't you try and fit in. Don't let people deter you from trying to be like God. Because people will say, well, you thank you, God? No, I don't think I'm God, but thank you for the observation.
Amen.
See, we're trying to stand out. Would you thank you the best thing since sliced bread? No, I don't, but I do live a good life, but thank you for the observation. How about that? Stop letting people deter you. Pay for you to your mom and act like your daddy, but they don't want you to act like God. People that fit in act like the world. People that stand out act like their daddy. I'm talking about God. Mm. What's going on, you 40? All right? Stand out in the spiritual way. That's right, Miss Jennifer. All right, we got time for one more question. What y'all got? Who got that question? Mr. DJ, you got one for us?
No, not tonight.
Not tonight, Mr. DJ said he's just feasting on the word?
That's right.
All right. This is...
Huh? Do you have another one? I do have one more.
Is it a good one, Miss Tiana? Don't come with, you know, them.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead. I'll leave it to you then.
Pretty new. Miss Tiana said if old McDonald had a form, his E-I-E-I sitting in. All right, I'm going to read some quotes that some people sent to me. They sent me some quotes, y'all, so I'm just going to read these. Okay? One of the quotes said, don't force yourself to fit in where you don't belong. So y'all can write that down and take it. Okay?
Amen.
Don't force yourself to fit in where you don't belong. Okay? Remember that, Miss Katina? And this is for everybody. Don't force yourself to fit in where you don't belong. How you doing, Miss April? Okay? Here's another one. The title, again, tonight, we've been talking about, you know, you can't fit in and stand out at the same time. Here's another one. If you don't fit in with the crowd, perhaps it's because you were meant to leave.
Amen.
If you don't fit in with the crowd, perhaps you was meant to lead. In other words, God created you to be the head, not the tail. He didn't create you to follow, and he created you to be the head and stand out. All right? Another one. Can you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be?
Come on.
Y'all got it? Can you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? Okay. All right. And here's another one. Fitting in is a short-term strategy. Standing out pays off in the long run. Fitting in is a short-term strategy, but standing out pays off in the long run. Okay? You can't fit in and stand out at the same time. Either you're going to be who God called you to be, or you're going to conform to the ways of the world. Conforming to the ways of the world is not what just people say. Conforming to the ways of the world is also leaning into your own understanding.
Yes.
I just needed to say that. How you doing, Miss Courtney? Conforming to the ways of the world is not just listening to what people say, but we also start to blend in by leaning to our own understanding. Y'all, it's important. Don't y'all know if everybody in the world, you can't fit in and stand out, if everybody in the world, if we just leaned unto the understanding of God and not into our own understanding, you know it would literally be on earth. You know it's the mindset that causes division. Ms. Arlene,
that's
said,
true.
Remember who you are and whose you are. You know, if we can really just master that scripture that says, lean not unto your own understanding. And then I would be having a, you know, that's my boy, E. Elwin, E. Ford, that's my boy. I heard somebody say he said something about me. Now me and him beefing. See, I'm just fitting into the mold. I'm just fitting into that stereotype that says black men can't get along. I'm not fitting in that stereotype. We got to stand out. Well, guess what? The person who said E. Ford said something about me, what they at? He said that about me? You willing to say that in front of him? Because here's the thing. Whether he said that about me or not, I still love my brother. Let me go ahead and diffuse this thing. Oh, man, you weak. They also called Jesus weak, too, huh? They said that up until the day he rose again. But watch that same weak person you're going to need in the long run. Because he's going to be the only one that can lift you up.
Yes.
That's right.
Y'all follow me? So if we can just not lean into our own understanding, boy, we can conquer a lot in life where we don't fit into the world standard. Because the world always saying, well, I feel like. You know what feel like gets you? You know how many people who have been accused of feel like? You can't even say in the court of law, I feel like the honor that they stole from me. You better have proof. You can't say I feel like they stole from me. So if it don't work in the natural, what makes you think it works in God's life? How you doing, Ms. Tamika? Miss Sandra, y'all, see? So I know we want to operate in feelings, but the Bible says lean not into your own understanding. Tell your feelings to take a back seat because people are two totally different things. People who fit in live according to their feelings. People who stand out live in accordance to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Go
ahead and pray, Mr. DJ. Let's go ahead and pray.
Bow your heads, close your eyes, open up your hearts. Heavenly Father, we come to you on bending knee, humbly as we know how. Say thank you, Father. Thank you for the word that has been passed out, that we manifest. Let it grow within us and help us to learn and understand that You can't fit in and stand out at the same time, Father. Let us be humble and know that there's only one God, and our only job is to strive to be like that one God. We must understand, Father, that you are the leader, and the rules have been set, bestowed us, and the sooner we learn it, your job is to lead and feed, and ours is to follow and swallow. Let us stay humble and in our place through obedience is the only way that we get closer to you. In your Son Jesus' name, I ask this prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, so glad that we are here at the end of another amazing call. Mr. Carr is closing us out on Facebook. So those of you who are here on the line, we just thank you, and we are so grateful for another call this evening. Let's go ahead and see each other Wednesday night for Bible study, as well as Friday morning for prayer. Same line, same number. We look forward to seeing you there. Have a blessed night. Bye-bye.
Good night.